All right, Rosai. Let's say Meretz Hashem begin. So we're continuing in Meretz Hashem. I apologize. This is mislabeled. This should be the halacha. Well, it's not mislabeled, but I meant to put on a different title heading over here, which is the halachos of Dosh Part 2. So remember again, last week we began the halachos of Dosh, the halachos of threshing, and we gave last week really our concept. Shalom Aleichem. Our conceptual framework in the Malacha of Dosh. And again, just for the purposes, again, of kind of extending that into tonight, we spoke about the idea, the distinction between Dosh and Mefarik. That essentially, again, whereas Dosh was normally done with some type of kli, so Mefarik is pretty much any type of separating type of, or what was the word we used last week? Not separating.
Detaching.
Right? Detachment. Right? Without a kli. So now we're going to focus a little bit more on the categories ultimately, again, of mefarik, specifically focusing on the concept of schitas peros, squeezing juices out of fruit. So actually, for those who are part of the smichas chavashir, so we actually did this sugya quite in depth. So actually, a lot of the ma'ar makomos that you have over here, we actually did a smichas chavashir. We're not going to go through it in this. We're going to focus on some different areas in this year than we did in Smichas Chavar. And Amir Hashem, try to drill down a little bit more to the halacha l'maisa. So let's begin with source number one. Mishnah Mesech Shabbos says as follows. And again, for those who were in Smichas Chavar, some good chazara, Amir Hashem. Ein sochetin as haperis lahotzin bahen mashkin. So the halacha is you can't squeeze fruit on Shabbos in order to extract juices. Now, why not? So Rashi on the side says over here, in sochtenas aperos, tahavile mefarik, tolda the disha. So remember, you know, both say, dash and mefarik. Mefarik is the same thing as dash, right? Remember again, mefarik is the tolda. So essentially, any act of detaching what we'll call one item from another without the use of a kli, without the use of a utensil, ultimately is going to be labeled mefarik. So therefore, if a person takes a fruit and goes in and squeezes the juice out of that fruit, that is the malacha of mefarik. That is dosh. Okay? So therefore, again, the Mishnah says, you can't go ahead and squeeze the juice out of fruit on Shabbos. I'm sorry. Furthermore, not only that, not only are you not allowed to squeeze the juice out of the fruit, but what? If the juice comes out of the fruit by itself, it's also aser. It's also us. So again, we're going to qualify this. He's Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im le'ochlin ayotze mehen mutar, v'im le'mashkin ayotze mehen asar. Rabbi Yehuda makes an interesting distinction. Rabbi Yehuda says it really depends. If the fruit ultimately, again, was set aside for consumption purposes, then any juice that oozes out will be permitted. But if the fruit was set aside for juicing purposes, any juice that flows out will be prohibited. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, next paragraph. So we'll say, so if you skip down a little bit, just Omer Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mistabra Vitusim Verimonim Pligi. So ultimately, again, let's just skip to the bottom line over here. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that it would appear that ultimately, again, there's a machlokas by Tusim and Rimonim. Tusim literally, again, are berries, Rimonim are pomegranates. So we'll say what we're going to see is that halacha l'maisa in the world of squeezing fruit for juices, there's essentially two categories. Well, we're really going to see halacha actually recognizes three categories, but right now from the Gemara's perspective, we'll look at two categories. There are fruits that are always used for their juices. So the paradigmatic examples of that are zeisim va'anovim, olives and grapes. Olives and grapes, from the perspective of the Gemara, interesting enough, the primary use of olive and grapes was not consumption of the fruit, of the item, but rather, again, it was used for wine or it was used for oil. So that's one category of fruits which are primarily used for their juices. And then, of course, you have a secondary category which the Gemara is calling tusim v'rimonim. Tusim v'rimonim essentially means fruits that are sometimes juiced. And is that the right verb? Juiced? Yeah. Sometimes juiced and sometimes consumed in their edible form. We'll see there's a third category as well, which we'll get to in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at number two. In the Sefer Aruch HaShabbos, look at the underlying lines. He says, now here's what's interesting. Why is this called mefarik? Right? Why is this called dosh? So he writes over here, Mishum shahamitz hayotzi mehazesim v'anovim yesh lo shem mashka. Remember again, the juice that comes out, he's using the example over here of the olives and the grapes. The juice that comes out of the olives and the grapes, it has a different identity, right? What is it called? It's called juice. It's called juice. Va'piruk shel mashke me'ochel nechshav melacha mishum shiyotzer umolid davar chadash. So Rabbi said, this is very interesting. What essentially what the Orcho Shabbos says is like this. The melacha of dash is not simply detaching something, but rather, again, it's detaching something from another entity and allowing the detached entity to essentially establish or acquire a new identity. And which makes sense, right? Because think about this for just a moment, right? When you have wheat, right? Because wheat is always the paradigmatic example. So when you have the kernel and the chaff, so again, when you look at it, you have a stalk. Once you go ahead and you dash, right? And you thresh, then halacha lemaaseh, and now you have a kernel. So again, you have a new item with a new identity. So therefore, the Orcho Shabbos says that is essentially what happens when you juice fruit. It's the same yisod. So again, I go ahead and I extract juice. Now there's something new here. There's something new, so to speak, that didn't exist before with a new identity. Could be also with a new bracha, depending on the juice, absolutely. New bracha, new name, new identity. Therefore, this is called mefarik. Okay. That's the conceptual. If we share lifnei aschita lo hayamashke ba'olam, because before the act of juicing, right, before the act of squeezing the fruit, so this juice, right, this liquid was not in existence. It wasn't here. Obviously, it was here, but lamaise it didn't exist as a separate, independent identity or entity. Good. So we'll say now let's see the Shulchan Aruch number 3. Here we go. Shulchan Aruch simin shin chaf seif aleph. So now we're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch is actually going to establish 3 different categories. So here we go. Zeisim va'anovim asul asachton. So we'll say olives and grapes. So again, you are not allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. And if you do, so we'll say that is a melacha d'oraisa of mefarik. Okay? V'im yotza me'atzman. What happens if the juice oozes out on its own? So the halacha is asurim. The halacha is even juice that oozes out on its own is going to be asur. Now we'll say, before we go on, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number 4. Asur l'sachton, v'asochton chayev mishum mefarek to tolda didash. So we'll say, this is very important. If you take an olive and you squeeze the oil out of the olive, you take a grape, you squeeze the juice out of the grape, that is a melacha d'oraisa. That is a biblical prohibition. Not only that, says the Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maisa, if the juice oozes out of the olive or the grape on its own on Shabbos, you're still not allowed to use it. So I will say, so this is our category 1, Zeisim Va'anavim. Now remember again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't spell this out, but what's the idea? Just so we understand our categories. Zeisim Va'anavim are unique. Why? Because the primary use of these items is for their liquids. Therefore, number 1, you can't squeeze it on Shabbos. If you do so, it's melacha d'oraisa. And number 2, even if the juice oozes out on its own, you can't use the juice on Shabbos. Yes?
Any food that falls in that category, like lime, lemon, things like that?
Say that again?
So, fruits like lime or lemon that people don't eat, it's only...
Oh, hold on. We still have 2 more categories to get to. Hold on. Good. We're going to get there in just a second. So that's category 1. Category 2, which is second line in source number 3. V'tusim v'rimonim. So as I remember again, what's tusim v'rimonim? So literally, again, berries and pomegranates. Aslo sachton. So you are not allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. You can't squeeze them for their juice on Shabbos. However, v'im yotzo me'atzman. What happens if the juice flows out on its own from these fruit? Then what's talacha? Actually, we'll say, before we get to this, turn the page for just a second. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah number 5. Source number 5. Aslo sachton. So we'll say, so again, Zeisim va'anavim, I understand, right? Because Zeisim va'anavim, this category of items are primarily used for their juices. And therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, I obviously can't juice it on Shabbos. And even if it flows out on its own, I can't use the juices. By the way, why can't I use the juices if they flow out on their own? Why not? Lest you come to squeeze it out. Right? And since the squeezing of those fruits is a melacha d'oraisa, so essentially the Rabbanon came along and said, you can't even use the juices that come out on their own, lest you come to God and perform melacha d'oraisa. Good. Category number 2, Bosei, is tusim v'rimonim. Now, what's unique about tusim v'rimonim? Take a look at number 5. We're going to jump back and forth a little bit. He says, asul sachton, af shestamaihu omdin la'achila. See, Bosei, here's what's interesting. The majority, tusim v'rimonim represents a category. Right? In other words, it's not meant... Here's what's interesting. Zeisim and anavim are item-specific. Right? It's grapes and olives. Tusim v'rimonim are not item-specific, rather they represent a category. What category do they represent? The category of fruit that are generally used for consumption purposes. Fruits that are eaten. However, umiktsas b'nei adam sochtin osim kizesim v'anavim. Some people juice them. So the majority use, so again, I will say this is very important. So tusim v'rimonim is not item-specific. Tusim v'rimonim is a category of fruit. What category? Majority use, consumption, eating it. Minority use, juicing it. Okay, now he says, therefore again, so now remember again, the category of tusim v'rimonim, the isser on them, so we'll say, let's take a step back. Because they're primarily used for consumption, therefore their juices really aren't chashuv. Therefore, on a d'oraisa level, the act of juicing tusim v'rimonim is not the malach of dash. Because if we go back to the Archo Shabbos, that the malach of dash or mefarik applies to juicing when you're creating something that has a brand new identity, separate and distinct. Because the fruits in the category of tusim v'rimonim are not normally juiced, so therefore, again, the juice itself doesn't really have a separate independent identity. What's the issue with tusim v'rimonim? Because some people juice them, we're concerned that if we allow you to juice them on Shabbos, what's going to happen? You're going to come to juice zeisim v'anovim. Okay, so now, go back to number four. So we'll say, this is category number two. Now, what's the halacha in our tusim v'rimonim category? So watch this. Source number three. V'tusim v'rimonim aso sachtan. So you can't take, again, we could just be literal over here. You can't take berries, or you can't take pomegranates and squeeze them for juice on Shabbos. Now, by the way, if you did, what's going to be the halacha? It's going to be the halacha. Right? Pepashos and Issa Rabbanon. Right? But you can't do it on Shabbos. Now watch this. So what happens if the juice flows out on its own? We're going to talk about this because actually it sounds, you think to yourself, these cases don't happen. We're going to see cases where this does happen. Fruit salad, this happens, right? We have a lot of cases like this of juices that come out on their own. So now let's say again, I have a bowl of pomegranates. The juice comes out. I want to drink the pomegranate juice. What's the halacha? Here we go. The Shulchan Aruch says it depends. Im omdim la'achila mutar, vim omdim la'mashkim aser. So this is interesting. In the category of zesim, of tusim v'rimonim, everything depends on what the fruit is set aside for. If it is set aside for consumption, then again, you're allowed to drink the liquid that comes out on its own, because again, that liquid is not chashav. That liquid doesn't have its own identity. If, however, halacha lemaisa, you have a bowl of tusim v'rimonim, and you, what are you going to do with it? You're going to juice it, then einachinami, when that juice comes out on its own on Shabbos, you are not allowed to drink it. Okay, so just keep track of our categories. Zeisim va'anavim, olives and grapes, can't squeeze it on Shabbos, even if the liquid comes out on its own, usher. By zeisim va'anav, it doesn't make a difference whether your intention is to eat it, your intention is to juice it, it makes no difference, because by zeisim va'anavim, the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha looks at it as, those are fruits that almost are like exclusively juiced, or at least majority juiced. Category one. Category two, tusim v'rimonim, which are fruits which are primarily just eaten, but a minority juices them. You can't actively juice them on Shabbos. What if the juice came out on its own? If it was set aside for consumption, you could drink the juices. If it was set aside for juicing, you can't drink the juices. Okay, category three. Shar kol peros. So we'll say category three is called all other fruit. All other fruit. Now we'll say, what's the meaning of the category of all other fruit? All other fruit are fruits which are never juiced. They're just not juiced, right? They're consumed. They're eaten, but they're never juiced. In that case, the Shulchan Aruch says, mutter l'sachton. This is fascinating. So let's take, for example, I'm just going to just give the example of, let's say a kiwi, right? Again, it's not a real example, as we'll see in just a little bit, but let's say a kiwi. Let's say, for argument's sake, again, kiwi falls into that third category. People eat kiwis, they don't juice kiwis. In that case, I will say, so the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's really never juiced, therefore what? You're actually allowed to juice it on Shabbos. Which again, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry, we're going to jump back for a little bit again. Number six. He writes here, Sabo says, this is third category. So third category, Mishum de omdin la'achila, veleka de bailuhu lemashkin, ein shem mashke alayotze mehen. So Sabo says, because this third category, what we call all other fruits, no one juices them. No one juices them. People only consume them. And because of that, halacha lemaisa, the juice that comes out of it doesn't have the identity of juice. Isn't that fascinating? It's liquid. So if it's not juice, then what is it? Vavi kimafrid ochel me ochel. So I'll tell you something amazing. The way that halacha looks at a fruit that is never juiced, but only eaten, is essentially, it has the food of the fruit has two parts. There's a solid part of the fruit, and there's a liquid part of the fruit, but they're both called the fruit. Neither is, it's not, see, and by other fruits, you have the fruit and you have the juice. By a fruit that is never juiced, all you have is what? Fruit. Just sometimes the fruit is solid, sometimes the fruit is liquid, but it's all called fruit. And that's why, again, the act of juicing it is like, it was like, just like no one would say that cutting off a piece of apple is mefarik, right? Why is that not mefarik? Because you're taking food from food. So too, if you have a fruit that is never juiced and only consumed, therefore, halacha lemaisa, that juice has the status of food, and it's like taking food from food, and therefore it's actually mutter. Now, this is very interesting. So you think it to yourself, but 1 second. So let's just go, just humor me on the kiwi example for just a moment, right? So let's say again, for argument's sake, a kiwi fits into that third category. People don't juice kiwis, they only eat kiwis. Okay, again, just for illustrative purposes. So let's say, so now, what's the halacha? Number one, I could juice the kiwi on Shabbos. Again, just understand. That means I want before Shabbos morning, right? I want to go ahead and have a fresh cup of kiwi juice, right? So lemaisa, I squeeze the kiwi. It's mutter. It's mutter. It's third category. And it is mutter. So obviously, I'll say, once actively squeezing the fruit is mutter, then obviously, there's no subsequent discussion if the fruit, if the juice oozes out on its own. Why is squeezing the fruit, why is squeezing the juice out mutter? Because since it's not a fruit that's juiced, therefore the juice has the same status as the fruit. It's mafrid ochel me ochel. It's like separating one piece of food from another piece of food. Now, you see this, but 1 second. I'm juicing the kiwi. If I'm juicing the kiwi, what does that show? What does that show? That I want the juice. So if I want the juice, then the maisa, why doesn't that bump it up to category 2 of tusim v'rimonim? And the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says, batla daita etzel kol adam. We will say, when establishing these categories of fruit, what we look at are the normative behavioral or juicing standards of people. So just because I'm doing something doesn't make it normal. By the way, it happens to be a very important yisod in life in general, right? People think, oh, if I'm doing it, it's got to be normal. That's not true. If you do something and no one else does it, and it's not socially accepted or a social norm, chances are you're doing something strange. It's important to keep that in mind in life, especially in contemporary society. But in any event, I digress. So therefore, even though I'm obviously juicing the kiwi, right? So lemaisa, I want the juice. That's fine. You can go out whenever you want. But we have this phrase of batla daito eitzo kol adam. These halachas are governed by normative standards. Good. So therefore, I will say, what we have now, and this is kind of going to be our framework. So now the Shulchan Aruch introduces us to essentially three categories. One more time. Category 1, zeisim v'anavim. Fruits which are almost exclusively juiced. Those cases, obviously can't juice it. Even if it flows out on its own, can't drink the juice. Category 2, tusim v'rimonim. Fruits that are primarily consumed, but a minority juices them. What's the halacha? Can't juice it, can't actively juice it. If the juice flowed out on its own, then what? Depends. Was the fruit set aside for consumption? In which case, again, the juice is permitted. Fruit set aside for juicing, in which case the juice is prohibited. Category number 3, sharperos. Sharperos, never juiced. And when we say never, right, never means it's just not the norm. It's just not the norm. So we'll call it the never juiced. You could actively juice those fruits on Shabbos, not a problem. And obviously, again, anything that flows out of it is going to be permitted as well. Why? Because in those cases, the juice doesn't have the status of juice. The juice has the status of fruit. And therefore, the act of juicing the fruit in and of itself is like taking up one piece of fruit from another piece of fruit. Okay, beautiful. Till we come to number 7. And not until, but now we come to number 7. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says something very important. He says, Kol Pri, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, Kol Pri, all fruits Aser lischot oso lesoch kli reik o lesoch mashke. Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus essentially says, in today's day and age, all fruits are juiced. All fruits are juiced. Now, I'll say what Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus essentially is doing is what is he doing? What is he doing? He's effectively eliminating category three. What he's saying is today there is no such thing as category three. There's really just categories one and two, right? There's Zeisim Ba'anavim, which is just an objective category, and Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus posits that pretty much every other fruit fits into the category of Tusim V'Rimonim, of fruits that may primarily be consumed, but are absolutely sometimes juiced. Well, see, you see this, right? Right? We juice everything. Therefore, again, it pretty much eliminates category number three altogether. If you look at the bottom footnote over here, he says, Ella Shabiyom Regilim Lischot Kol Mine Peros. We squeeze everything. It is normal to juice everything. So because it's normal to juice everything, category three is effectively eliminated. So pretty much you have two categories, Zeisim Va'anavim, which is in a category of their own, and every other fruit is pretty much going to be put into the category of Tusim V'Rimonim. So therefore, we'll say what that means for us practically is as follows. Zeisim Va'anavim, that one is obvious, right? Can't squeeze it, can't drink the juices, even if they fall out on their own. Every other fruit, can't squeeze. What happens if the juice flows out on its own? What happens then? It depends. What does it depend on? Good. Was it set? If it's set aside for consumption, then the liquid that oozes out is permitted. If it's set aside for juicing, then the liquid that oozes out is going to be prohibited. So if Rabbi say again, so we kind of, according to Shabbos Kilchasa, we collapse everything into two categories. Now, again, what I do want to point out, is obviously, in number seven, Shabbos Kilchasa is reflecting a societal norm. So, for example, if there would be a juice revolution and people would take a principled stand that we're only juicing certain fruits, and there's going to be a whole list of no juice fruits, right? That we're not. So then, obviously, the halacha would swing back. In other words, Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus is not introducing a new halacha. What he's just saying is clearly the Shulchan Aruch is operating under one set of facts, but today those set of facts are different. Yes.
So when we say
So that's actually subjective usage. In other words, what that's saying is like this. Let's say if you have category number two, which now according to Shabbos Gilchus is all fruit besides olives and grapes. You have a bowl of it sitting in your house. Juice accumulates on the bottom of the bowl. What are you doing with that fruit? What are you doing? If you're going to be eating it, it's just a bowl of fruit out that people are going to eat. Fine, you could drink the juice. But if you're going to be juicing that, then the juice that accumulates on the bottom is going to be usher. Yes.
In a case like that, can I like hack it, like change my end and say after the fact that a lot of juice came out? So
it sounds like the status of the juice is established by your mindset of the fruit in the bowl even before the juice came out. Yeah, I don't think you could hack it. Although I like that. I like the terminology. I don't think you could turn it around ex post facto. All right, well, say take a look. Take a look at number eight. Take a look at number eight. Actually, we could skip a little bit. Let's go to number nine. So let's take a look at some other examples over here. So look what he writes in number nine. Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus writes, Mutar lachtoch eshkolis derochba ulaarka bekapit. So here Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus is talking about eating grapefruit. So now I have a. It's interesting, by the way. Lachtoch means to cut, but really what he's referring to over here is I'm scooping. Right, I want to scoop out. I want to eat grapefruit with a spoon, and I want to scoop it out. Now, obviously, when you're eating grapefruit with a spoon, what happens? You end up squeezing out liquid. So, Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus writes that halacha lemaisa, you are permitted to go ahead and eat grapefruit with the spoon. Ve'ein bekach mishum iser schita, and he says there is no issue of schita. Remember again, schita is the term for squeezing out juices from fruit. But remember again, there's the malach of schita is what? Is mefarik. So just so we keep our terminology straight, right? And mefarik is the tolda of dash, just to kind of keep everything straight. Good. So Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus says, you can go ahead and eat grapefruit with the spoon. Now, what's the logic of that? Why is that permitted? So take a look at footnote memtes, still in source number 9. He says, Shahare afilum yischot osam biyadayim, gam kein ein baze eler isur d'rabbana. So we'll say, first off, it's always important to understand what the potential isur involved is, right? If you were to take a grapefruit on Shabbos morning and squeeze it into a cup, what have you done? Srita. What level? Drabanan. Why drabanan? Because remember again, the only da'oraisas you're going to run into by squeezing a fruit is zeisin va'anavim. So already again, we're dealing with the drabanan. So that's obviously important because that just changes the equation. Furthermore, he goes on, Shemir Shabbos, look in the footnote. He says, V'kan shar pri nischat k'tzas b'shas ha'achila, havi schita kila achar yad. Furthermore, any schita that occurs is being done with a shinui, right? Now let's say, what's the normal way to squeeze fruit? Take the fruit, right? Excellent, right? With your hand, or even if it's not with your hand, even if it's with some type of apparatus, but the point is, it's with a kli that's used for that. It's not with a spoon. So number one, I'm dealing with a drabanan. Number two, even if schita occurs, it's being done with a shinui. Vahavi, trade drabanan. So also, we've seen this many times in our journeys through halacha. He says, Vahoyel, eino miskavin l'schot. So we'll say, really, it's almost like a triple drabanan, right? So number one, it's only an isur drabanan. I don't mean to say it like that, only, but I'm saying it's isur drabanan. Number two, it's done with a shinui. And number three, your kavana, your intention, is not to squeeze out juice. So you put that all together, and Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says there's no problem eating the grapefruit with a spoon on Shabbos. He goes on. He says the b'chia gavna sharina betrayed drabanan bepsik reisha. Okay, we're not going to get into all the technicalities. Look at the last line. V'gam yesh lomar sharhari hu eno mafresh es hamitz benifrad. So this last part is interesting. I was wondering, I don't know why he doesn't mention this first, because actually it feels like that last one is the most compelling. It's not real schita. What's the act of schita? What's the act of mefarik? Separating something from an original source. In this case, it's interesting over here, is even if they squeeze out juice, where's the juice? It's in the grapefruit. It's in the grapefruit. In other words, there's no juice that's actively being detached or separated over here. Right? Whatever juice squirts out, whatever juice comes out, is just reabsorbed pretty much right back into the pre itself. So therefore, again, it turns out Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says, basically, there's a number of reasons to be mako, and we're going to see this grapefruit case is actually important.
Yeah. The same applied to an orange that is made to produce orange. With the same halacha for an orange that's...
You're eating with a spoon?
No, you're not. You're eating a regular.
No, so remember, anytime you're eating something, none of these halachas apply. Right? Achila is permitted.
So if you're eating a juice orange with a spoon, it's the same as a grapefruit.
If you're eating a juice orange with a spoon, see me after the shiur. I don't know. I mean, that would also be a shim. That'd be strange. So I'm saying that would also be a shinui. Yeah. So we'll give a couple of more examples of this. Oranges, remember, oranges are a little bit different also because orange is also tusim. Well, everything is tusim very morning today. But I will say, so let's bring this all together. So remember again, Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa essentially tells us that with the grapefruit case, it's not a problem, even though when you're eating it, you're clearly squeezing out juice. Why? Number one, it's drabanan because it's category of tusim very morning, right? Number two, my intention is for fruit, not to juice it. Number three, there's a shinui I'm doing with a spoon. And number four, the juice gets reabsorbed into the grapefruit itself, and therefore not a problem. I will say along these same lines, interestingly enough, the other cases that come up is, let's say again, watermelon juice, right? This is also often occurs that lemaisa again. Now, watermelon juice is a little bit easier because, again, let's say you have a bowl of watermelon. There's watermelon juice at the bottom of the bowl. What's the status of the juice? Mutter, right? Why mutter? So remember again, watermelon falls into category of tusim v'anavim, assuming that you're eating the watermelon, right? Assuming you're eating the watermelon, right? So therefore, again, the watermelon is omid for achila. Any juices that come out are going to be permitted. Now, I'll tell you where the interesting, complicated case, not complicated, but it's interesting, like you wouldn't even think about these things until you see these halachas. So let's say a fruit salad. You have a fruit salad and you have juice in the fruit salad. So what's the status of the juice in the fruit salad? So that's the juice in the fruit salad. So bepashtos, it will be mutter. Where does it become complicated? What happens if there are grapes that are mixed into the fruit salad? So if you have grapes that are mixed into the fruit salad and the grapes, see bepashtos, one would have to assume that the grapes give off some moisture as well. So this becomes much more complicated. Because you say to yourself, it's not a problem. Why isn't it a problem? It'll be bottle. The problem is grape juice would not be bottle in a mixture on Shabbos for a simple reason. There's a concept in halacha of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means that something that is prohibited now but will become mutter later on is not bottle. When the juice oozes out of the grapes, right? So again, you might have 100 times more other liquids. But lamaisa, that grape juice is a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it'll become mutter right after Shabbos, right? Because juice that oozes out from grapes and olives, you can't eat it on Shabbos, but you're absolutely allowed to eat it after Shabbos, so it'll become mutter after Shabbos. So because of that, halacha lamaisa, the grape juice in the fruit salad is not bottle. And because it's not bottle bepashtos, it would prohibit all of the juice within the fruit salad.
Even if it was cut before Shabbos. So you prepared a fruit salad before, but it may ooze out on Shabbos. So therefore...
Yeah, correct. Now, again, I don't know. I don't know, like, the rates of grape oozage. Like, you know, I don't know, like, if that's just like a perpetual thing or that happens. But yeah, but bepashtos, I would assume, even if you prepared before Shabbos, you would start a tradition. Now, I'm floating that case over here now. We're going to come back to it a little bit. But I just do want to point out to you that, interestingly enough, you know, one could make the cogent argument that for Shabbos fruit salad, you may be better off leaving out grapes. In other words, have a bowl of grapes. And in the bowl of grapes, everyone knows that what? What happens to the liquid in the bottom of a bowl of grapes? Right? Don't touch it, right? So I'm just pointing out that, interestingly enough, there may be a chachma to dafka leaving grapes out. Yeah, after Shabbos is fine. Right? So there may be a chachma to leaving out the grapes from the fruit salad. Alternatively, if there are grapes in the fruit salad, we'll get into this more, but it could be that one should avoid then the liquid that pulls on the bottom. Yes. No, we're talking about liquid that flowed out on its own. We're not even worried right now about, because the pashtos, you could eat a grape with a spoon without causing liquid to come out. As opposed to the grapefruit case, there's no way to eat the grapefruit without causing the liquid to come out.
Would you then make a hagafen on that juice?
Okay, no. So the answer is no. The answer is no, because interestingly enough, liquid that flows out of grapes doesn't automatically have the status of grape juice. That's hagafen. Again, we're gonna get into this a little bit more. We're gonna step into a little bit of Hilchos Brachos on this also. So anyway, let's say, I'm just pointing out, who knew fruit salad could be right? You know, let's say, you know, like when you think about all the halachas, like if there's one thing you think that should be free and safe from any complications, it's fruit salad, right? There's no kashrus issues, there's no this, there's no that. Little did I know that a little grape could cause, yes.
Is this a problem on Yom Tov also or just
Shabbos? This would be a problem on Yom Tov also. Potential problem on Yom Tov also. Now again, we have to see, don't panic yet about your fruit salad, right? But again, I want to just put out the teaser a little bit just to see the issues involved. I just want to point out something. There's nothing wrong with eating fruit salad with grapes. I want to be clear. It's the issue with the juice on the bottom. That's where the issue comes up, right? Again, to eat the fruit salad, no problem. But if you happen to like to also drink the juice on the bottom of the fruit salad, that's where the potential issue is coming up. That's all I want to point out to you.
Would it be the same thing for olives and salad?
Do olives ooze when you cut up olives? What?
The
oozage rates, yeah. I guess the halacha doesn't recognize that olives ooze like grapes. You're not eating raw olives? Oh, interesting. Interesting. I hear that. I hear that. Okay, I don't know. Sorry, Ian. I don't know. I'm not an olive person. So I'm sorry? Right, so the truth is, there is another piece to this, which we have to get into, about when juice oozes out onto food. That we're going to see that halacha lamaisa, there could be another status in that also. So hold on to that for just a little bit. Okay, so let's skip a little bit. Okay, so let me just show you. We'll stop in a minute. But again, if you go to the next page, so page 3, the numbers start again. The numbers start again where it says juicing fruits continued. So right, so over here, I will say, so now there's a very important Ramah. So the Ramah comments and he says, V'chol zeh dafka lischot aser. So he says, now remember, everything that we're talking about over here is halacha lamaisa is about squeezing the fruit. Right? That's what all of this is about. Ava mutar limtsos befiv min ha'anovim hamashke shebahen. Now listen, obviously what is permitted is to like suck the fruit. Right? So in other words, the issue over here is squeezing fruit, or again, potentially the juice is coming out. But obviously, sucking the juice out of the fruit, that is not going to be a problem. Motor limsos befiv min ha'anovim hamashke shebohen v'choshekein b'shad dvarim. So let's say, even with grapes, right? Even with grapes, a person could put a grape in their mouth, suck out the moisture, the juice, that's fine. That's fine. Now he writes over here, v'yesh osrim limsos bepeh me'anovim kiyotzei b'ayin. Others say, no, you can't suck the juice out from grapes. What's going on over here? So he says, take a look at the Mishnah Berura, number 2. He says, okay, so I'll just point out, look at the last part of the Mishnah Berura over here. He says, aval imesimim lesoch pev umotzei tzamashke umashlich achartzonim l'chutz l'kuli ama derach maichohu v'chei mashma. So I will say, essentially what the machlokes comes down to is like this, right? Everyone agrees, and this goes back to Chaim Sotz, right? We'll say, taking a bite of fruit, isn't that srita? No, because you got to remember, that's achila. That's achila, that's consumption. And consumption is always mutter. The machlokes over here in the Shulchan Aruch is, or in the Ramah is, if you take a grape, right? And let's say you put it partially in your mouth and you suck out the juice. What is that called? Is that called achila or is that called srita? So that's the machlokes in halacha. That's the machlokes in the Ramah. So the first opinion says, no, that's called achila. That's called achila. The act of schita is only actively squeezing something or the juice is definitely out on their own. But once you're putting it to your mouth and you're sucking out the juices, that is going to be totally fine. Totally fine. Second opinion says, no. Again, eating is eating. What's eating? You put it in your mouth and whatever schita occurs in your mouth. Once again, you're holding the item outside of you and sucking it. That's called schita also. Okay, so that's the machlokes. The Mishnah Berura ends off by saying in number 2, he says, aval, im simim lesoch piv umotzei tzamashke umashra chartzonim lochutz l'choli ama derach maichol v'chimashra p'megadim. So it says, this is kind of obvious, but Mishnah Berura says, however, everyone agrees, if you put a grape in your mouth, suck out all of the moisture and spit out, I don't know, what do you call that? Like, I guess like the pulp, right? The pulp? The skin, but it's more than just skin, right? Because there'll be the skin and like whatever, like grape kishkas in there, right? Then ultimately, again, that's mutter. We'll say, what's the distinction here? What's the distinction? In the Mishnah Berura's case, what are you doing with the grape? What are you doing with the grape? You're putting it in your mouth. So once you're putting something in your mouth, then by definition, that is achila. See, even though you're actively extracting the liquids and you're spitting out the solid part of the fruit afterwards, that's still called achila. That's still called achila. And at the end of the day, that is not srita. The only machlokes is when you're holding the fruit partially outside, sucking on it, is that called srita? Is that not called srita? So I will say it would appear to be, based on this machlokes in the Ramah, that again, if you are one of those people who likes to suck the moisture out of grapes, it's good to put the whole grape in your mouth, take whatever you want, and then spit out the rest, rather than to hold it outside of you and to extract the liquid like that. All right, so we'll say, we're going to stop over here for tonight. Coming attractions for next week, I will say, some other fascinating srita issues are going to come up regarding nursing. regarding nursing mothers and pumping milk on Shabbos or expressing milk on Shabbos, as well as, again, milking animals on Shabbos. What are the halachos? We covered some of these things in Smichas Chaver, as well as, Rabbi, back to what we have to resolve, the great fruit salad crisis of Tavshin Pei Dalid. We're going to come back to that as well as getting into some interesting salad issues. All of that in Meiras Hashem next week. Yomi begins in 5 minutes.